Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are learning Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Vav. At this point in Sefer Yehoshua, the Bnei Yisrael are finally ready to begin their conquest of the land. The conquest of the land will begin with the taking and the conquest of the city of Jericho. Up till now, the Bnei Yisrael have marched through vacant land without opposition, but Jericho is the first city that will be conquered. As we will learn, it was defended by a very strong wall. If the wall could be breached, the city would fall. However, the key was to get the wall to be breached, and how would they do this? In order to demonstrate to the Bnei Israel, as well as to the Canaanim, that it was the hand of Hashem who is guiding the conquest of the land of Israel, as we will see, the city of Jericho falls in a very miraculous fashion. And we begin in Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph, V'Yericho Sogeres U'Misugeres M'Pnei Bnei Israel. Jericho was shut and barred, a double lashon of closed off before the Bnei Israel. And Rashi here quotes the Targum, who says it was closed with iron gates and reinforced with bars of copper. Ein yotze ve'ein ba. It was not possible to go out. It was not possible to enter unless you had the permission of the gatekeepers, presumably. Jericho is a very fortified city. And Hashem said to Yehoshua, Re'ei nasati v'yadcha es Jericho v'esmalko. Behold, you shall see, I have given to you Jericho and her kings, gibore hachayil, its mighty men of valor. So from the outset, the Ribbono Shel Olam promises Yehoshua that he, God, will give us, the Bnei Yisrael, under the leadership of Yehoshua, the city of Jericho. And how shall we conquer the land? How shall we put in our hishtadlus? V'sabosam esair, we shall surround the city, from the word saviv, v'sabotem etair, you shall surround the city. Kol anshei hamechama, all men of war, should surround the city one time. Kol ta'aseh sheishas yamim, for 6 days the city shall be surrounded one time. There shall be shiva kohanim, seven kohanim, yisu shiva shofros, will carry seven shofros, hayovlim, says Rashi, Elim, seven ram's horns, seven shofars from ram horns, before the Aaron, and on the seventh day, the city shall be surrounded seven times, and the Kohanim will blow on the shofaros, v'haya, and it will be, pasukei, bimshoch, bekeren hayovel, betikia achrona, says Rashi, when the final blast is sounded, b'ha'aricha tokeh esakol, almost like we envision a tikia gedola. It will be when you hear the final long blast. And when you hear this blast, all the people should sound a great noise, a great roar. Yariu kol ha'am teruah gedola. Everyone should make a big noise, and miraculously, v'nafla chomes ha'ir tachta, the wall of the city will drop in its place. V'alu ha'am ishnegdo, and the people will be able to go up, each man straight ahead. Chazal explained in Maseches Brachos 54a that the wall had to sink into the ground. Why? It was as broad as it was high. If it merely broke apart and fell, it would have been still a barrier blocking Jewish entry to the city. So the fact is that it had to drop down in its place, which created a passage for the Bnei Yisrael to go over and through the gates into the conquest of the city. Pasuk Vav, and Yehoshua called to the Kohanim, and he said to them, carry the Aaron Habris, and there will be Shiva Kohanim, Yisu Shiva Shofaros Yovlim, seven Kohanim, should carry seven shofaros of ram horn, before the Aaron of Hashem. And he said to the people, Vayomer el ha'am, Ivru v'sobu esir, you will pass through and surround the city. V'ha'chalutz ya'avor lifnei Aaron Hashem, the warriors will go before the Aaron of Hashem. And as Yeshua spoke, the seven Kohanim carried the seven shofaros, the seven ram's horns, before the Ark of Hashem, and they would blow the shofar, and the Ark of the Covenant would follow them. V'hachalutz holeich lifnei ha'koim. So who was the armed warrior that went before the Kohanim? Rashi to Pasuk tells us this was Bnei Ruvain and Bnei Gad. So the Bnei Ruvain and Bnei Gad, who were strong warriors, would go before the Kohanim, who were blowing on the shofar. V'hama'aseif who was last? Who was the gatherer, the ma'asef, the kol ha'machana? This was Shevet Dan. What was the order of the march? The order of the march was as follows. First, you had the 2.5 tribes mentioned above, Reuven, Gad, Chatzi, Shevet, Menashe. After them, in the circle, you have the Aaron, Bris Hashem, and the Kohanim. After them, you have the rest of the people, the rest of the warriors, and the last in line was Shevet Dan. Who blow the shofaros? The Kohanim. So you imagine that you have four regiments regiments, so to speak, lined up in the circle one after another. First, you have Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Then you have the Kohanim, Nosei Aaron, Bris Hashem, with their shofar. Then you have the rest of the army, the people, the Bnei Yisrael. And finally, you have the Ma'asef, the Chol HaMachaneh, and that was the tribe of Dan. Pasuk Yod, and Yahushua commands them, saying, do not shout, do not let your voices be heard, do not make a sound until I tell you to do so. And the Aron of Hashem encircles the city one time. The Bnei Yisrael go back to their camp, and they sleep in the camp. Pasuk Yud Beis, and in the morning, Yahushua wakes up early in the morning, and once again, they all form their formation, the seven Kohanim, carrying the seven shofaros before the Aron of Hashem, and they blow the shofar as they circle the city, with the armed warriors in the front, with the Ma'asef done in the back. The Kohanim are blowing the shofar. They circle the city on the second day one time. They go back to their camp. Pasuk Yud Dal tells us, Ko Asu Sheishas Yamin, for 6 days, they carry out this procedure, but now it is time for the city to fall. Pasuk Tesvav, Vayihi Bayam Hashvi'i, it was on the seventh day, and Rashi tells us, Pasuk Tesvav, this was Shabbos. Are they allowed to go to war on Shabbos? Yes, they are. Why? Because it is a divine command, and the divine command to be Mechalal Shabbos is the command that can veto keeping the Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam said that this is how it's going to be. So they wake up at dawn, they surround the city seven times. Only on this day, the seventh day, they surround the city seven times. And it was on the seventh day, the Kohanim blow on the shofars, and Yehoshua says, Hariu, make a loud cry, because Hashem has given you the city. And the city will be cherem. Rashi says, what is cherem? Hektish. The city will be consecrated. It will be holy. All the shlal of the city will be holy. Everything in it is to God. And who shall be saved? We remember from our learning in the beginning of Yahushua and Perek Beis, the only one who will be saved is Rachav Hazona. Ki hech ba'asa as ha-malachim. She hid the messengers that we sent. So Rachav and her family, whoever is in her home, when they see the red string in the window, she and her family will be saved. Yehoshua warns them not to take from the spoils of the war, lest they bring destruction upon the Bnei Yisrael, because all of the silver, all of the gold, all the copper, all of the iron will enter into Otsar Hashem Yavo, the treasury of God. The people shouted. The Kohanim blew the shofars. Close your eyes and try to imagine the pandemonium felt in the city of Yericho. The city has been besieged for a period of 6 days. This is the seventh day. Every day they presumably look out the slit through the gate, this big stone gates, and they see large contingencies of the Bnei Yisrael surrounding the city with the Ark of God, with the Kohanim on their trumpets. And on the seventh day, they surround the city seven times. They blow the shofars. The people start shouting. There is a great, great noise. And what happens? Pasuk Chaf. Vatipol hachoma tachteha. The wall drops in its very place, and the people enter straight into the city, and they capture the city. They destroy everything in the city, from man to woman, from youth to elderly, and all the animals. Vilishnaim ha'anashim ha'miraglim es ha'aretz. But the two scouts who originally went to spy out the land, Yehoshua said, go to the house of the Zona, take her out, meaning Rachav, everything that is to her shall be saved. Pasuchav gimel. Vayavo ha'ne'arim ha'miraglim, vayot the Na'arim, the lads, the Miraglim, the spies take out Rachav, her father, her mother, her brother, everything that is to her, all of her family, they take outside of the city to the camp of the Bnei Yisrael. As for the city of Yericho, it is burned by fire. Only the Kesef and Zahav, silver and gold, Klei HaNechoshes v'Habarzal, copper and iron, goes to the treasury of Hashem, and only Rachav and her household and her family is saved by Yehoshua, and she lives in the midst of the Bnei Yisrael until this very day, ki hechbia as ha-malachim, because she saved and she hid the messengers that Yehoshua sent to scout out and to spy out Yericho. We see how far the midah of Hakaras HaTov has to go. For the one deed that she did in hiding the Miraglim, when they came, we saw it was Kalev and Pinchas, she is saved along with her entire family. Yehoshua takes an oath and he says, cursed is the man who will rebuild the city of Yericho, Pasuch of Zion. And Hashem was with Yehoshua, and his fame and his name was heard throughout all the land. Something interesting occurs when you learn about the men who go to save Rachav during the conquest of the city. They are called by three different terms. In Pasuch of Beis, we read they are called Anashim. In Pasuk of Gimel, we read that they are called Ne'arim. And in Pasuk Yud Zayin, they are called Malachim. So let's say that in order. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, they are called Malachim, which literally translates as angels. In Pasuk of Beis, they are called Anashim, which translates as men. And in Pasuk of Gimel, they are called Ne'arim, which means lads or youth. So what were they? We know that they were Kalev and Pinchas. Why are they referred to once as Malachim, angels, in this parak during the conquest of the city when they go to save Rachav? Once they are referred to as Anashim, means men. And one time they are referred to Ne'arim as lads. What were they? Were they angels? Were they men? Or were they lads? Rashi to Pasuk Chav Gimel tells us, Kan hayu tzrichim zerus. When they went to rescue Rachav, they needed alacrity, zrizus. V'nasu k'na'arim zrizum. They transformed, so to speak, into lads that had tremendous alacrity, zrizus. However, why are they called malachim? B'layla harishon, on the first night, when they slept at the house of Rachav, hazona hayu k'malachim. They made themselves into angels. Shashamru atzman min ha'averim Rachav hazona. They did not sin with Rachav the zona. They guarded themselves from sin. They conquered their teva. Conquering teva, they were in a sense like angels. They did not sin. Therefore, they are called malachim to teach us like angels. They were pure from sin. They are called anashim in pasuk of Beis because they are literally men, and they are called na'arim in pasuk of Gimel because at the time of the salvation of Rachav, they needed the speed of the youth. We learn from here a very, very beautiful idea. We are all human beings. We are all anashim or nashim. And yet at different times of in our lives, we need different kochos. When the Yetzer Hara threatens to overcome us and we feel temptation to sin, we must be like giborim. We must strengthen ourselves and make ourselves into malachim, so to speak, who are free of sin. Just like angels do not sin, we must fortify ourselves and make ourselves like angels, free from sin. And sometimes, if we're having a tired day, if we're having a difficult day, if we're having a day when we don't feel particularly inspired in our avodas Hashem, we need to make ourselves into na'arim, into youthful lads. We need to find within ourselves the zrizus, the alacrity, the Godspeed to serve the Ribono Shel'olam. One person, one ish, or one isha, they are called anashim, at different times must resemble an angel in purity from sin, and at different times must resemble a nar with alacrity for Torah, mitzvos, midos tovos, and maisim tovim. But at all times, remember, we are anashim on a godly mission in this world. With the conclusion of this parak, the city of Yericho falls, Yehoshua's fame spreads throughout the land. Thank you for joining our learning as part of the Torat Imecha Nachyomi program. Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef Alaha HaShalom.